All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, I ask you would have your way today in the hearts and the lives of your people. Pour out your power. Pour out your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, grant healing, grant deliverance, and grant restoration in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, those that are in need of a financial miracle, God, I ask that you would bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them. And Lord, I pray that your blessing be upon the broadcast today in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Well, welcome to Straight from His Word. Amen. It is a blessing to be here with you on the radio. To the first time listeners, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of the Lord is imminent. Oh, saints, I'm glad to be here. As you know, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I had a stroke. The enemy came at me and he tried to take me out. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. The magnitude of the stroke, it impacted my speech. So if I sound a little different, I'm in the process of recovering. But by the grace of God, I'm here to deliver the word of God. You know, when the enemy comes at you like this, saints, it shakes your faith a little bit. And you really have to dig deep and say, Lord God, what is it? What did I do? God, how did this happen? And it's amazing that before this happened, I had this dream that these big wave, I was in this beautiful home, and this big wave was coming. I was standing on the lower level of the home, and the home was overlooking the water, and I could see this big wave coming, and I'm standing there in my window, and the waves began to crash against the window, and I knew that when the wave hit, it was going to wash out everything and washing me away. But they kept coming and the waves could not break the glass. And it kept coming and kept coming, but it could not break the glass. And I said, wow, look at this. And I had some people in the house that were looking at the house in the dream. And I said, come look at this. And I realized that the Lord was showing me the enemy was going to come in like a flood. But he could not touch me in that way and take me out. So I am grateful for the protection of God. I am thankful that he had mercy upon me. And even as I deliver this broadcast today, I'm thankful for the small things. The Bible says we have to be sober. We have to be alert because the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. And it is my desire to preach God's word, to prepare the people for the return of Yeshua. but continue to expose the kingdom of darkness for what he's doing and what he's trying to do, because these are the last days. These are perilous times, and we have to be on guard and be about the Father's business. Now, you know, we're in this series called Choose Whom You Will Serve. And we've been hitting it pretty hard. One of the reasons the enemy has come after me is because this is a sacred cow. This is the very thing that got Israel in trouble with God. And we look at our society today and we see what is happening, what is taking place. And we can see, wow, we're in trouble. But I believe God is going to move in a great and mighty way. And he's going to bring revival. And many souls are going to be saved and brought into the kingdom of God. There's going to be deliverance. There's going to be healings. There's going to be miracles and signs and wonders. So realizing that we serve a jealous God and that he will have no other gods before him, he desires our whole heart. He desires our total commitment and absolute obedience. And anything short of that will not do. Go with me to Exodus chapter 20. Amen. You're listening to Straight From His Word. Glory to God. Now, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, you know, they had saw how Moses was communicating with God. And they would see the cloudy pillar come down, and God would commune with Moses. And in Exodus 19, hold your finger there at Exodus 20, we are going to see what God says about this. Now, in verse number 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds unto the people round about. Take heed to yourself, that you go not up unto the mount or touch the border of it. And whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not be a hand touch it, but he shall surely be sown or shot through, whether it be beast or man, and shall not live. And when the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day, and come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out in the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder, and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Excuse me, saints. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord and gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people, and he spake unto them. Now, saints, this is amazing, because God says, I'm going to meet with the people. I am going to speak to the people, and they are going to see that I am God, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to experience my presence. And it's amazing that he did this, and he gave them the Ten Commandments personally. Think about this. And in chapter 20, verse number 1, and God spake all these words, saying, this is the very first commandment. He says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, period. God was establishing a standard, a statute, and he wanted the people of Israel. He wanted them to know. He says, I am the Lord your God. I am the one who have brought you out of the house of bondage. In other words, I am your deliverer. I am the one that you look to in difficult situations, because I am God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. He says, you shall not have anything before him. You cannot love him, love anything more than you love God. He says, you shall not make unto ye any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. So, saints, it seems like we have a lot of that going on, and I think I shared with you several broadcasts before that the images, you know, back then, you know, they had the wood, the stone, and the rocks, and the different things like that. But in our society today, the images are what we have on television, social media, and we see the people, the stars, the athletes, entertainers, and we have all of these images that are graven upon a perspective of we see it. We can touch it. We can hear them. And he was trying to let them know, you can't allow this stuff to impact how you look at me and how you worship me. Even to the point, particularly with Roman Catholicism, they have an image, and it's not Jesus. People look at that image, and when they see that picture, they say, this is Jesus. This is God. And it's not. That's a false image. That's not him. He says, don't do it. Don't do it. He says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Lord thy God. He says, because I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So, as we've been in this series, saints, he says, Don't create anything. Don't bow down to them. Don't worship them. The same thing that happened to Israel is happening and has happened to us in America, in the world. We have idols and we bow down and we worship them. And it has impacted our relationship and our walk with God. When we look at our country as a whole, it is full of idol worship everywhere we turn. And even believers have gotten caught up with the worship of these other things and bowing down to these other things. And it has created a breach between us and God. And God is calling us back to the place that we will humble ourselves before Him, seek His face, and know that He's God, because all of these other idols and all of these other things, they're nothing behind them but demons. There is a spiritual warfare that is taking place that we believers do not see. It tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So there is a warfare that is going on. And these are these idols, these things that we bow down and we worship. You can even have an idol in your heart. And God knows it. And as a result, it brings curses into our lives. And we are not aware of why we are cursed. But realize that when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, He redeemed us from the curse of the law. But because of our family generational sins, it says He visited the iniquity of our fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So a lot of people are in the condition that they're in because of the generational curses of idol worship, of idolatry. Whenever you put anything, anyone above God, and you love them more than God, you're walking in idolatry. We have exalted our preachers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets. We have exalted our ministry gifts. That can become an idol. Jesus said, you cannot love anyone more than me. He says, if you love your wife, children, mama, daddy, more than me, then you cannot serve me. And so many people have not gotten into the place to where they love God more than anything else. And so we have to examine ourselves and see, Lord, are there any idols in my heart? Lord, is there anything that I have set up as an idol that I look to, that I worship more than I worship you? And you ask the Holy Spirit to show you, because if we ask the Holy Spirit to show us what the idol is, then we can repent and ask God to forgive us. And then once that idol is removed and renounce the kingdom of darkness, we can now move forward in our relationship with Christ, because He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has broken the power of sin over us. And we can boldly go to the throne of grace when we're in trouble. And we can tell the devil no. And tell the devil, I will not worship your graven image. You see, Lucifer, Hallel, he craves worship. He craves to be like God. But he's not God. He is a created being. He can only be in one place at one time. But the God that we serve is omnipresent, is everywhere. And recognizing the fact that he uses these images, entertainers, stars, to eat the worship. You have people that are not in Christ. They bow down and they worship at the altar of sports. They bow down and worship at the altar of academia. They bow down and worship at the altar of perversion. They bow down and worship at the altar of climate change. They bow down and worship at the altar of churches that do not preach and teach the full counsel of God's word. Saints, we become aware of the enemy's strategies, and that's why I'm on the radio. God has allowed me to be here for 20 years, and I'm trying to stay on the air. I need to help financially, but I'm going to go until I can't go anymore. We need to examine our heart. We need to examine our relationship with God and ask the Lord, show me what's there. You know, when you have unforgiveness and bitterness, those are altars that are set up that people can bow down and worship. When people are always playing the victim, that's an altar as well as an idol. You see, sometimes when people are sick, they worship their own sickness because they want the sympathy from people. But we in the body of Christ, when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, he redeemed us. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You see, the shedding of his blood was for the remission of our sins. And by the grace and the power of God, we have a life of liberty and freedom. We have to remove every stumbling block, every obstacle, everything that the enemy puts before us to hinder our relationship with Christ. And we have to get to the place that we are pursuing God, we are praising God, we are worshiping God, and not worshiping no others. But the Bible declares, I am a jealous God, and I will have no other gods before me. We look to everything and everyone else, but instead the power of God. Paul said, I trust not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Saints, be praying for me here, Straight Word Christian Ministries. You know I need your help. If the Spirit of God moves you on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible commands so that he will bless you if you do. And know that Yeshua is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.